Family, welcome to the Now Network.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right, and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, you got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting.
I don't mind
waiting.
I'm gonna wait on you. Because I know you're coming after a while, so I don't even mind. No, I wait on you, Lord. Yes, I
excited on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you all tonight, but I am excited to see what the Spirit of the Lord had to say unto the body of Christ on tonight. Amen. I just praise God just for one more opportunity to how he has allowed us to come together. And I don't know about you all tonight. I don't mind waiting, because the word of the Lord said, good things come to those that wait. And if you're willing to wait on the Lord, everything that he promised us, it would happen. Amen, somebody. And tonight, you know, we're talking about pouring out. Oh, my God, that is a good lesson tonight. That's our line in the day. And I said, Lord, what would you have me to give for your people for tonight? He said, talk about pouring out tonight. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So let's go into a quick prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just come before your presence of tonight. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in this hour, in this season. Father God, touch your people on tonight. Hallelujah. Open up their spirit ears that they might be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us tonight. And Father God, we just want to thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you just for keeping us even up this appointed time right now. Father God, we give you all praise, all glory, all the honor in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray tonight. Amen. Tonight we're talking about pouring out. In a simpler mean, pouring out means if we find someone that we have confidence in, that we can pour out our situation, our problem, whatever we face and what we're going through. But the key thing is you can't pour out with everybody. The word of the Lord says, know them that labor among us in the gospel. So if you say you begin to pour out your business, you better make sure you need to pray about it, say, Father, who will you direct me? Who you send me to? Because some people take what we say and they will use it against them. So when we begin to pull out, we need to be asking the Father, Father, who shall I go to? Father, who would you lead me to so I can pull out my situation tonight? Amen. Some of us, we got so many stuff in us tonight. We got angry, got frustrations in us tonight. We got unforgiveness. Come on. We got strife and jealous and envious and all this stuff that we got in us. And this is 2018. Don't we say, oh, I'm ready for my new beginning. But are you really ready for your new beginning? Because new beginning is what? You forget about all the old things behind you. You can't get a new beginning if you still bring it in what? The old mindset. Amen. And a new beginning is we have to pull out everything that is not of God and not like a God. Tonight we need to pull out what? Tail bearer. What's a tail bearer? A bite-biting person that go up behind our bite. And talk about us and say things all our Bibles is not right. Amen. Being somebody was defeated by the person. That's a person in everybody else's affair. Everybody else's business. You know what I'm saying? And you can't take care of your own business. Be somebody. Messy. Causing discord among who? The sisters and the brothers. Amen. Talk about envious. Envious is jealous. I'm jealous of Pastor E. I'm jealous of whoever else on the line tonight. I'm jealous of their anointing. I'm jealous of their wisdom. I'm jealous of the knowledge, the revelation they have got. But you don't even know what they had to get where we at tonight. Amen, somebody. See, when people begin to envious us, they need to go into the scripture and pray and say, God, I'm envious Lisa, but I don't know what it took for Lisa to get what she had tonight. What it took for Lisa, I had to pull out myself, pull out love, pull out flesh, pull out my own thinking. Come on, somebody, pull out my own. It's what I want to do. So tonight I had to pull out in order to get what I need to get it to the kingdom of God. I had to realize it's not about Lisa. It's not about the kingdom of God. So I had to pull out. I had to pull out things the way I think. I had asked the Father, 2018, I need you to renew my mind. People say, how can you remain single? How can you remain holy? I asked the Father to renew my mind. See, the Father is not going to do anything until we ask him. He's not going to force us to pull out. We got to go to the Father and say, Father, I need to pull out some stuff. Come on, somebody. And some of us, if you don't know how to pull out, get with you someone that's going to teach you the word of the Lord, that ain't going to talk about you. They ain't going to be a tailbearer. They ain't going to feed somebody. They're not going to go out and tell your business, this is what I had to do. The Bible said, know them that labor among us in the gospel. Know them by the spirit. Know them by their nature. Know them by their character. All of that is very important. Amen. And we took on my image. Image is simply mean jealous of another person. You don't know what that person took to get the anointing on their life, to get the great revelation, the great wisdom. Knowledge comes from God. Reading the word. Give you some books. Go up on different internet. Go up on whatever and get knowledge. It's like reading, taking time out, reading the word of God, getting the understanding of the word of God. We shouldn't just read the word, but we should allow the word. It's like it's a sponge that it goes in of. And when we have a sponge in our kitchen, we use our dishes with. When we put soap on that sponge, that soap is going to sit there in that sponge to be put some water on that sponge and we squeeze it out. The word should be in us, so the sponge is keeping on us. Oh my God. It's a sponge to absorb the word. We're talking about scribe tonight. Some of us need to pull out scribe. Scribe is what? A unique, remain faithful unto God. I'm scribing. People said, I'm scribing the little white for the Lord. How is that possible? When he said, he will give us strength. He renew us, refresh strength every morning. To be subscribed, we can live right for God. It's easy. How can you do that? Once you renew your mind, you don't allow other things to come into your mind. Come on, somebody. If certain things on TV we shouldn't watch, if certain people that we shouldn't go around, because if we know God deliver us from love, fornication, all them kind of things, we will make sure that we have got into a place of the kingdom of God, that we have mature enough that when I go on this circle, it's not going to affect me anymore. Amen. Jealous. Jealous is ill. You're jealous of someone else, again, someone that's anointing. You're jealous of someone else and don't know what it took for that person to get what they ate. So tonight, Father said, we need to pull out a whole lot of things. And we still hold on to some things that the last man we dated, the last woman we dated, the last man we married, we still hold on to that, how they hurt me. And I was rejected by them. How long are you going to stay in that place? And the man don't move on, woman don't move on, but here we are. I just can't move forward. Oh, my God, he just hurt me so bad. He just support me. Okay, baby, get over it. How long are you going to stay on milk? Come on. Well, we can eat real by steak. We can have Cavalier. But how long are you going to stay stuck there in that place? Chill. The man don't move on. Woman, you still jealous of them. And God said this and God said that. What kind of God are you hearing from? Because you said God's going to give you a new beginning, but you can't get a new beginning because you're still holding on to old stuff. Some stuff that it don't got me to do on it. Come on. And we still want to hold it on to that. There's no way you're going to get a new beginning. You got to let all that stuff go. Tonight, we need to pull out. Talk about unforgiveness. Oh, my gosh. Do you realize unforgiveness is a poison that pollutes our spirit? Unforgiveness. Oh, my God. It's a poison. And we don't quickly forgive for people. He said it's going to poison us. Do you know what poison is? Poison can kill a person if they don't get some help quick. They eat poison or whatever. We put poison down for what? For mouses and lizards and scorpions and snakes outside our house. So he said unforgiveness. It is poison and it's going to pollute our spirit. So how long would you continue to be like that? Still hold on to unforgiveness. I just can't let it go. I just can't let it go. I try hard. I don't pray. The pastor don't lay hands on me. He don't put the healing oil on me. But I just cannot forgive him or her. Baby, all you doing is poison your mind, poison your spirit, poison your heart, and it's hindering you from going to the next submission in the kingdom of God. You cannot go there for that unforgiveness. Tonight, we need to check ourselves and say, is I have I really forgave everybody that did me wrong? Even people out there pay us our money. We have to forgive them. Even if we might have family members or whoever else tonight. The Father say, unforgiveness is a poison. And it's going to pollute us sooner or later. We're going to talk about the five things about unforgiveness. Unforgiveness always what? Complaining. An unforgiveness person always going to complain about something negative. It ain't going to be no positive. It ain't going to be nothing good because they got unforgiveness in their heart, still holding malice, envy, strife, envy, angry. Self-control, come on, somebody. You're still holding in your heart. There's no way you can go to the next kingdom in God. You can't even go to the next level in God, the unforgiveness in your heart. He said it is poison and it's going to pollute your mind. Oh, I will forgive him, but, oh, my God. When they say but, baby, it's what? You still holding in your heart against God. You will never say it, but matter of fact, you ain't even talking about it no more. You ain't even lying. If it comes to your mind, you ain't immediately what? Cast it down. You ain't immediately, I'll rebuke that thought, cushion. The word of the Lord said what? Cast down every stronghold that's made against our mind. Put on every stronghold with what? The power of prayer. What is the power? It is the anointing. What is the power? It is the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. And we're talking about unforgiveness. And unforgiveness, it comes to bring a division, a divide, separate us from the Spirit of God because we still holding unforgiveness. I just can't let it go. Unforgiveness is envious, jealous. We're angry at someone. And when someone gets blessed, you are like angry. You are like envious. You are like strife. You are like all that to come up in your heart when somebody gets blessed. But I hear the word of the Lord say, when God bless me, when we're blessed, we're supposed to what? Celebrate them. We're supposed to rejoice with them. Come on, somebody. And we're supposed to be thanking God for this. If God bless you with a car, if I go ahead and praise you with your car, when the time comes, God gonna bless me with my car. Yes, that's on condition. I don't know what I said, but she might have been set up money for 2 years, 3 years to get her car. So don't look at if she got her car, I'm gonna get my car. You need to ask her first, how do you get that car? What did the word of the Lord say? All you get a understanding. Hear the whole conclusion. Now, we are too busy about it. Tell Barry, come on, somebody. Everybody's so fair. We don't want to take time and let somebody tell us, this is how I got my car. I saved money for 2 years. Lord allowed me to put $100 aside every month. I'm able to get this car because I saved. See, but we just jump into the conclusion. Busy about it. Oh, she got her own car. Oh, I'm going to get me a car too. See, you didn't let her sit down and pull out to you or let him pull out to you, explain to you how he got his car. Unforgiveness, we're supposed to be what? Rejoicing with one another. But do we do it? No, we do not. Let's go quicker to St. Luke 15:29. And this is talking about how the young man was envious and jealous of his brother. Amen. St. Luke 15:29. Amen. Thank God for the word tonight. And he answered, said to his father, "Lo, these many years do I serve thee." Nah. Look at this right. Now, this sounds like some Christian folks. How are you going to tell Jesus what you don't did? And he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgression I any time by commandments, and ye that never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends." Verse 30. But as soon as thy son was come, which had devoted thy living with Harlem, thou hast killed for him and fat a cat. So what Jesus was saying, he was preparing for who? The prodigal son to return home. that the brother got jealous because he's been with him all this long time. So he can understand why you doing all that for him. In other words, what he's saying is why he's so special. Listen, we should be like the father. If my prodigal daughter, I've been praying for a long time, she coming home, and I know she coming home, I'll be like this man's right here too. I'll be praying to Candy, whatever else, her favorite kind of meat. I'll be had a table spread because my daughter is returning back home. But some of us, we ain't going to do that. We're going to question it. Why you got to do that for him? Why you got to do that for her? Why are they so special? Christian people, church folks, busybody, tail bearer, mention, if everybody's so fair, they will not do this right here. Because they gonna question Jesus, why my daddy got to do this right here? He ain't did it for me. He ain't, why? So why is he so special? See, that sounds like some of us church folks. And First Peter 1 said, and he said unto him, son, thou art ever loved me. So people saying, son, you giving me all the time. Why are you jealous? Envious of your son? My father saw me turn home, and all that I have in this time. Verse 32 says, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this is thy brother, was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. See, Jesus was so happy. This man was so happy that he was preparing for his son to come home, but some of us, Christian people, church people, that's just how we do right here. We question. Instead of us saying, what do I need to go get? Potato salad. I need to go get some real. Get some chicken. Get some hot dog. Why I need to get? Because I want to be a part of my brother or my sister returning home. But guess what? We're not going to do that. Because we are so caught up on our own self. We selfish, envious of somebody else. And we ain't going to do that. Because our minds that has not been renewed. And tonight we're going to read one scripture, Isaiah 43 and 10. I say this for the last one. Isaiah 43 and verse 19. It says, behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forward. Shall you not know it? That's a question that the Lord God is asking. So he's saying, behold, I will do a new thing, now shall it spring forward. Shall you not know it? So he's saying tonight to us, y'all don't know it? I'm going to do a new thing for you. But here we is, still holding on to this old stuff, old thing. And the Lord said, baby, I'm trying to bring you from the back to the front. But you still stuck there because you don't want the new thing. He's not asking a question. He said, do you want a new thing? Come on. If you want a new thing, you got to change some stuff. You want some new stuff, new furniture, you got to get rid of old furniture first. Come on. If you want to afford, you plan to buy a new house, you need to start preparing about your house you're in now. Are you going to lease it? You going to rent it out? Are you going to sell it or what? How are you going to prepare for something new when you still hold on to old stuff? So I said, I want to be a husband. Want me a wife? No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you still got John on the side. Come on. You still got Henry on the side. Somebody say, oh, I need you a fresh guy. So you don't want no husband, no wife. Because if that was so, you'd be to let them know, God said, I'm going to do a new thing. So you're not know. Yes, I miss my husband come. So what am I going to do? I'm going to remain faithful, dedicated, loyalty, committed. For my husband come, I ain't got to worry about trying to let John go out the back door or the side door. No. That means you ain't ready for your new thing. You ready for your new thing. You already done reconditioned your mind. You have already what? Renew your mind. And it said, I will even make a way in the wilderness and the river in the desert. Oh, my God. Now, ain't that something? He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness. That means ain't nobody out there but birds and rats and whatever out there in the wilderness. And he said, in the rivers, in the desert, he said, I will do that. Because guess what he's saying? I got all power in my hand. I create the heaven and the earth. So he said, if you believe me, I'm gonna do it. I will do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. Now is now. Shall is a command. God said, Lord said, I'm gonna do it. If God said it, that settles it. We don't need to touch it. We don't need to add. And just take it away. And I pray tonight that this word has truly blessed somebody on tonight. But remember, I was cut, prophet, or something is pouring out at this time. The line is open up for any comments, any prayer requests. Anybody can come in, can add to it. Press 1. If you'd like to have anything to say, add to it. Feel free at this time right now. Amen. Anybody want to make any comments, you can press 1, and you can dial in. If you want to add something to it, feel free. And the floor is open at this time.
Area code 773, last 4, 4230. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Can you hear me, Prophetess Lisa?
I can hear you.
Okay, because I can hear me too. But Evangelist Virginia, I just unleashed your line. You may want to hang up, call back in. I'll get you in. Don't push any buttons. As soon as I see you in, I'll do that. Let's try this number again. Oh, wait, hold on. I heard you. Hold on. Are you there?
I'm serious, I see.
No, I know you're here. We're trying to get Evangelist Virginia in.
Oh, okay.
If she could just hang up and call back. Area code, let's try this again. Area code 773, last 4, 4230. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. All right, they hung up also. Well, good word, woman of God. God bless you. You're doing an awesome job. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, are you there?
Yes. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Amen. Welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Good afternoon, Prophet Lisa.
Bless you, Mother. Bless you. Bless you.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Mother. I'm pressing my weight. I'm pressing forward. I'm pressing in. Yes, ma'am.
Well, keep pressing.
Amen.
Keep pressing, my sister. I was listening at you talking about pouring out.
Yes, ma'am.
That was your topic, right? Pouring out.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
I
ma'am.
Understood you were talking about unforgiveness.
Yes.
And you talked about anger, bitterness.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Envy, jealousy. Well, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
We have all that in the body of Christ.
Yes, ma'am.
We have all that in the body of Christ. We have unforgiveness in the
yes,
body of Christ. We have unforgiveness among ourselves.
Yes, we
and
do.
Order
yes,
to,
we do.
We need to unforgive. Unforgiveness is for us. Unforgiveness is for us, not for the other person, but it's for
yes,
us.
Ma'am.
And we need to learn how to forgive. Have unforgiveness.
Yes,
forgiveness. Ask God to forgive us for anything that we may have said, done, or thought in our mind. Because we
yes.
all been there, and we all are there now. And we need to go ahead on. And pour it out. We need to pour out love. I thought that's the first thing came to me was love.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to share love. Excuse me. We need to share love. We need to have love among ourselves. We need to have love among our sisters and our brothers. Apostle Lisa, without that, we are nothing.
Amen.
Just like in Corinthians, you talk about we like empty wagon, going nowhere, making a lot of noise.
Yes,
we need
yes.
to love. We need to have forgiveness. We need to have love. We need to have unforgiveness. Forgive your brothers and your sisters,
yes.
whether you have did anything or not. Sometimes I may
Amen.
Have thought I said something, and I go to that
yes.
person, I say, I'm sorry, forgive me.
That's
and
right,
sometimes
that's
it don't
right.
hit me. I say, forgive me, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Please forgive me. Forgiveness, unforgiveness.
Yes.
Unforgiveness, you know what unforgiveness does? Unforgiveness will make you feel like you sick. Unforgiveness will make like nothing is going right. Unforgiveness will make like you losing your mind. Unforgiveness is a hard thing, but we better learn how to forgive.
Yeah, yeah.
We could say things to one another, and then you say, I didn't mean it. Yeah, you mean it because it was in your heart.
Yes, you did. Come on now.
It was in your heart, and we better learn how to forgive. We better go to God.
Amen. Amen.
Unforgiveness. Hatred. They got some people that look at you and don't like you.
They sure do, mama. Come on now.
They got some people that look at you. Yes. Apostle Lisa, they'll look at you
and
don't like how you dress.
Come on. That's right.
They'll look at you. I had a lady ask me one day at church. I had on a pantsuit and a pair of shoes. And she said, hold up your pants. Let me see your shoes. And I said, okay. And when she looked, she said, oh, they're cute. Why you want me to hold up my pants and look at my shoes? Hatred, jealousy, backbiting,
yes,
bitterness,
that's in there.
All that is
yes,
in the
ma'am.
Body of Christ.
It's in there.
We better
yes,
get
ma'am.
It right. We better get it right, my sister.
Amen.
We better get it right.
You're right, mama. Amen.
Yes. But you can call me Virginia. Don't call me mama.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You can just call me Virginia. It doesn't matter.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to share that with you. That was a nice word that you brought just now, talking about unforgiveness, my sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Unforgiveness. And I'm glad you shared that.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad you shared that, because I'm going to say right now that God is good.
Yes, he is.
And we need
yes,
to start pouring our love. We need to start pouring out what's on the inside
yes,
of us.
Do.
We need to start
that's
pouring
right.
out love. More
yes.
love. More
love.
More love.
Yes, we need it. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We need it. We need it.
We need it.
Yes,
yes
we,
do.
We do. We need it. And you bring such
amen.
A beautiful word. And I want to say God loves you, and I love you too. Amen.
Amen. I love you too, my son. I love you too, my sister. I'm thank God for you. I appreciate you, the encouragement.
And I thank God for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed night, my sister.
Amen. Amen. You better quit that. But you know what? People give respect where respect is due. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yes.
We'll talk about that offline. We want to bring in Minister Terry. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family and Prophetess Lisa. I tell you, pouring out. You said some awesome word, an awesome word tonight, because, you know, I was listening to you in your message. You said no new beginnings. We cannot have a new beginning if we're holding on to old stuff. And
that's
I've heard Evangelist Valentine, you and Pastor Eno, that unforgiveness. That unforgiveness, sometimes that unforgiveness is against somebody you don't know. A lot of people think it's just an old boyfriend or family or friends or something that happened, but it can be a person you don't know personally because unforgiveness is for God. It's for God first and it's for ourselves, you know. So, because I had to learn and I had to go to the Word of God. And the thing is, we don't. No, we will walk around with a spirit of forgiveness if we don't know the Word of God. And you said something earlier. We can't be envious of what people know through the Word, because through the Word of them knowing, we can learn more of this Word, because we have to get that knowledge, because that Word, His Word, is available just like Jesus Christ is available for each and every one of us. I say glory be to God, because you said a word tonight, sister. You said, we got to strive to avoid places and people that are not doing the will of God, because people that are not doing the will of God and we're going around and we're hanging around them and we're listening to them, they will drain your spirit. And the next thing we know, you can be behaving as they are too. So glory be to God, I tell you. Sometimes you said pour out. Pour out what's in us that's not in the will of God, and take in all that He has for us that's in His Word. Glory be to God. I tell you, sister, this one is for me. I'm taking it. I tell you, I love you, beautiful sister. You keep bringing it like you're bringing it.
Amen.
Ooh, glory be to God. Amen, family. Love you.
Love you, too. Amen. Anybody else? You can press 1. Come on in. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. We on the line. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me out there?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor E. This is Sister Cynthia Bell. Yes, I got on at the end of the message, but I said I was promised to get on here so I could hear part of the word, also to listen to the ones that share their testimony. And I just praise God for what he's done for me, what he's done for others. And even though, like, you know, if something was really bothering me about the people that we know, with people we went to school with, and they're passing, and every day somebody passed, I'm just like, Lord, why are these people passing before you, before me? I'm still here. God said, well, I'm not done yet. I mean, he's not done with me yet. And I'm like, okay. I said, so I have to continue to just do whatever the word, you know, the word of God want me to do, spread his word. And I let his love, you know, that Pastor E have, you know, this program on here, because I continue to share it on my Facebook. But you can use Facebook as good, you know, good things instead of all this other stuff. But I thank God for this outpouring. And I just praise God for each and every one that's here today. I just wanted to show my love and just thank God for everyone. Just continue to pray for me in Jesus' name.
Amen. Anyone else? Press 1. Come on in.
Amen. Eric Cope. Excuse me. I got caught off guard trying to take a drink. Area code 773. This is Chicago area. Area code last 4-4230. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Area code 773, a Chicago area code. Last 4-4230. You're live.
Yes, I'm on. Blessings to you, Pastor and Prophetess. Awesome teaching tonight. About unforgiveness, and it is a major teaching that needs to be taught, especially in the body of Christ. And I am elated to hear this message tonight. And God was just really downloading in you as I was listening to the whole teaching tonight, and how the body of Christ has been walking in unforgiveness for so long,
yes,
that it has stunned the body of Christ of receiving the miracles that God wants to place in the house of God. And the miracles cannot come because of the unforgiveness that's in the hearts of the people. And
wow,
we're seeing it. And as I went to go overseas and I went to Africa, the people of God are receiving miracles like never before, because there's no unforgiveness in the house. People are forgiving each other. People are letting things go. But in the body of Christ here in the United States, we holding grudges. We holding malice in our hearts. And some, I'm going to tell y'all this, some of y'all need to learn how to have unforgiveness towards your pastors. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Some of y'all ain't going to catch that. But when you have unforgiveness in your heart because your pastor is trying to get you on the right track, then you have a problem. You're wondering why you're stuck in the positions that you're in. It's all because of the unforgiveness, because he's been bringing the word and you don't like it, and he's straightening you out and you don't like it. He's putting you in your place and you don't like it. All this unforgiveness has stunted your growth and caused you to be in a rebellious state. And this is such an awesome teaching. I wish you could have went longer. This was an awesome, awesome teaching.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, Pastor, the overseer who's over you, I thank God for allowing the woman of God to come on and to bring this word. I'm telling you, it was such an awesome, awesome word. And people just don't know that unforgiveness is a sin.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And it talks about it in Matthew's chapter 12. Yeah. It talks about that it brings a purpose of war when you are having unforgiveness in the house.
Okay.
Wow.
Just for the record, she wasn't under a time. Hey, check this out. Just for the record, she wasn't under a time constraint. She shut that down on her own, and she could have kept going. I'm so glad you mentioned that about unforgiveness, because the one thing that's most important to me about unforgiveness is that you're not forgiven if you don't forgive. The Bible says that if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. It is very imperative for me to be whole, not for you, but for myself. Yeah. But I need to forgive you so I can be forgiven.
Amen. Because guess what? Some of the people's blessings, Pastor and Prophetess, has been held up because of unforgiveness.
Yes,
some of you, I'm going to say this, some of you have been giving your tithes and your offering with an unforgiving heart. Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
And you're wondering how come your stuff is held up. It's all because you have not let some stuff go. You have not let some things go. And God is saying to you, until you let it go, I can't bless.
Amen. Amen.
So I can't say no more because I'll start preaching on that. I mean, this is just an awesome, awesome teaching. And I'm telling you, people of God, if you never heard this teaching, please listen to it now. Whatever is in your heart, let it go.
Amen.
And let it
because
go now.
You are holding your own blessings up.
Yes, let it
Amen.
Go now.
Now. Now is the time, right now. Come on.
Right
now.
Bless
you, man of God.
Come
blessings
on. Right
you.
Now.
Amen, amen. Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes. If someone else would like to get in, give your comments and get involved in this conversation, we have a few more minutes left. This is very important. I mean, you can't go farther. I don't care. You go to church every day. You say you get on your knees every day. If you are still bitter or you're still holding on to past pains, discretion,
come on.
Unforgiveness
come on.
Isn't just for people who did you wrong.
No,
it's for people you did wrong, and it's just unforgiveness just goes such a broad field that you have to be so conscious on how to release. Oh my God! And for me, it was the beginning for me to know that was my growth point, because I can't go higher in God without it.
Amen.
Woman of God, nobody else
Amen.
Is dialed in. Go ahead and any last comments
Amen.
From you and pray us out of here.
Amen. I thought my sister Michelle was she said she was kind of dialed in. She said, well, I got Michelle from Tallahassee.
What's her number?
She said this 850 number. She said she kept trying to press 1.
I tried her already once. Here, let me get her again. Area code 850, last 4-0-2-1-6. You're live with
uh-huh. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
uh-huh. we can hear you. You're live with Prophet Lisa.
I'm Prophet Michelle, and I thank you for the word we brought forth tonight. Prophet Lisa, you did an awesome job dealing with unforgiveness. Like I said, it's a big hindrance in the body of Christ, and I like what you went in very good detail with it. Also dealing with the jealousy spirit, because it's turned a lot of things that goes on in people's life, because I have dealt with it a lot. Not of others. Others have been jealous and intimidated of me, and the growth the body of Christ, the hearing the people in there is bringing a lot of hurt, disappointment. I mean, the world is just, you said everything tonight. And I've been dealing with that. Even I was thinking to myself, I said, Lord, I want to do a sermon about unforgiveness and jealousy. Because that jealous spirit is outrageous. And the hearing the people walk with God, the temptation and that strife, that anger, that bitterness. And I just thank you for this awesome thing you're doing tonight. I can talk so much about it, but I just thank you for everything. And this is my first time on. I'll be continuing to join with y'all guys. I love the word. I love every teaching that you brought forth. And this is an awesome word. I mean, everything is awesome. And I just love
Amen.
The word you brought forth. Yes.
Amen.
And I thank
Amen.
You
Amen. Amen. Just praise God for you coming
yes.
in. And praise God for our Pastor McGee coming in tonight. I thank God for everybody
yes.
that's on the line. Amen.
Yes.
Evangelist Patricia Hill, and all the leaders. I just thank God because the body of Christ, the eyes sharpen their eyes. And once we ever come together, lay aside all this stuff, this image of strife and jealousy and nicotine. Like I say, we have to lay it aside, and you have to release it tonight. The Lord says, He says, tonight, He says He wanted us to pour out. So do not get off of this line. And tonight, you need to go on your knees, go on your face, and ask God to forgive you. First of all, you got to forgive yourself. We hold unforgiveness in our heart, like I said, against other people. It is hindering our growth in God, in the kingdom of God. You can't go forward until you really have forgiveness. It's like it has to be released. See, just like when God can release our blessings, we are our biggest hindrance. We stop saying the devil, stop saying the it's us. We hit our altar for going forward in the kingdom of God because we're alive. Proverbs says that, and remember this one thing, as a setback is a comeback in the kingdom of God. Some setback for us is good because God knows that we were not ready for the next promotion, the next submission in the kingdom of God. He said we go from level to level. Come on, somebody. So tonight, I pray y'all pull out. I had to do it. I had to realize that somebody that God thought was for me, but it wasn't for me. So I had to go back and repent to God for trying to hold on to this person, thinking that he was my divine connection. God kept saying he's not the one. But until I renew my mind, it don't matter what nobody told me. I was still going to be with him. But the Holy Ghost said, guess what? I'm gonna call you to really see the real deal. But tonight, thanks to God, my brother, my sister, let's do a pouring out. He said you can't put new wine in an old bottle. It will not be able to what? To contain it. So tonight, if you want a new thing, he said in the word, he said, do you want new things? Did I not say it shall come forth? But then he stopped. He put a question mark there because he said, you got to answer. So tonight, as I close out this prayer, I pray that everybody's mind has been renewed, has transformed. Yeah. We should wait until a whole new within the kingdom of God. We should not even be the same mindset. We take on this line at 8 o'clock tonight. Amen. The word has came for it. The word called the brain life. The word called the brain healing. The word called the brain manifestation. But you got to be able to receive the grasping word that came for it. It was not I. It was God. He gave it to me overnight because I don't never do anything to the people. I don't buy no word until I said, Father, what would you have me to bring before your people? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence of tonight. Father God, right now, as we begin to pull out, you know what's in our mind. You know what's in our spirit. No one's in my in their heart. I'm not going to even call this out because they know tonight. Well, they need to pull out. They know tonight what they are holding on to, unforgiveness. So, Father, every individual on this line tonight, before they go to things on that, Father God, let them do a self-examination to their altar tonight. Father God, we thank you for Pastor East, blessing the women to come together on April 3rd tonight as we empower each other. Hallelujah. The Bible says, eyes sharpen their eyes as we encourage each other. And tonight we're going to build each other up. Everybody's not in the same place. But tonight the Bible says, strengthen your people, strengthen your brother. Tonight, Father, we thank you now for the fresh flavor word came tonight. Yes. And Father God, I want to be so many careful to give you all praise. All glory, all honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray tonight. Everybody have a peaceful and a restful night. But remember, pour out tonight when you get in that bed. And check yourself and say, Lord, is anybody I have not forgave? Is any unforgiveness in me? He said, do an inventory of ourselves tonight and watch what the Father made that you might not even know for yourself. Amen. I love you all. Y'all be blessed in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Pastor E.
Amen.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I tell you one thing, that when you operate in forgiveness, freedom comes. The Bible says that whose mind says free is free indeed.
Free indeed.
Have you really experienced true freedom? Because freedom is in the spirit.
God.
It's not of the flesh. It's not of people. It's not someone acknowledging. Yeah. You don't know you're free by the spirit of God. Because I want to be free. and I want to be free indeed. God bless y'all.
It's a song that says, I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. Everybody sing out.
That you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence.
If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.